Welcome to Broadcast Media, the inside track, brought to you by Ancast. And here's your host, Ben Anker.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everyone. We've got a guest this time from the US. This is Leanne Villani of Be Your Full Mind. She's a life coach and inspirational speaker. Welcome, Leanne.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
So you're all about the positivity, right? You deal with people from like all walks of life, from all industries, and helping them achieve their sort of dreams and goals and stuff. Is that what you do?
Yeah. So I actually just help people, and I do. I actually started off with kids. I went to school to be a teacher up at upstate New York, and I was helping little kids achieve their, you know, daily goals. And then I started to go into high school, and now I'm helping all walks of life, all the way up to 50 years old. And I'm 23. So it's just crazy how one idea could change your life.
Yeah, that's amazing. I always talk to my guests on the show about, you know, is there any flags or any signposts that people should be, have this sort of sixth sense, you know, on that journey through their sort of life and career? There's certain points where something stands out and it's a sort of a sign for them. Is that something you totally get?
Oh yeah. The sixth sense, my best friend, it's my intuition. And anybody that's listening, it's trusting yourself, because through my experience, when I didn't listen to the whisper, a tree literally hit my car. A whisper gets louder and louder and louder, and then it'll thump you on the side of the head. Literally. It's being very self-aware of yourself, because most of the time, like when we have to eat food, our body's telling us that we need to put something in there. When you feel some type of intuitive pull, maybe a zap, that butterfly feeling, that's a message. And being self-aware on an internal sense of self is very vital. And it's been happening to me, and it's been actually enhancing a lot more since I'm so with it.
Because I always sort of look at these sort of dots and connecting them, and it's hard to see the dots in front of you, but looking back, you can see them, right?
Yes, you totally can. And the thing is, this is just like anything else in progress. When we make progress, we don't see it until we see the bigger result. And then it's with anything else. It's connecting the dots after a long period of time of doing it consistently, no matter what it is. Yeah.
And I'd like to talk to you about self-actualization and sort of realizing, you know, one's full potential. I guess you've got to put your trust in something. And, you know, is it best for people to maybe visualize an optimum situation, or how's best to do that?
Yeah. So I started this journey when I was 21 years old on a mountain, and I had to figure out, I was listening to my sixth sense that there was something bigger than myself. Obviously I'm not the only one that exists, and I cannot survive because my way is killing me. So I had to become this person, right? And being, to envision who I am. I remember, and I still have the same vision of me standing on a mountain, envisioning myself on a TED talk, envisioning myself in front of thousands and millions of people. And that is something what we call is our purpose. Our purpose-driven life is that self-actualization image. And you could truly manifest that if you take the time to do so. It's a learned skill, because you also have to build the confidence in the pursuit of that. Because my vision when I was 21 is not the same as who I am today at 23, nor was it last week. So it's being self-aware with that self-actualization of, what am I worth? Am I really worth that? And it all goes in. It's all interchangeable.
So it's not simply down to just learning more. It's taking opportunities as they arise. I guess, what do you do when you achieve your goal or a dream? Do you just move on to the next one?
Yeah, so I think this is I am never satisfied. And I'm sure anybody that's listening, or I am never satisfied, because even with my listeners, you know, I started off with zero. Now I'm up to almost 20,000 in 2 years. I'm never satisfied. I think it's never enough. So I'm learning as of today, like truly I'm honing in on the fact that as long as I'm 1% better, that's something that I need to really acknowledge, because I come to the point where I will overwork myself. And there's something that's very important that has been transforming my productivity and my self-love for myself is at the end of every day, write down all the things that you completed. Let's see the list. And that's something that I never did, because I work some days 48 hours straight. And the best, like, you know, that's how I connected with you. We're not during the same time. So to reward yourself, you have to really just see it and take the time to acknowledge you. And that's an ongoing thing. That's a self-love journey. That's every day.
And is there any sort of routines or rituals or things that people should get into a habit of, perhaps?
Great question. Yeah. So when my life changed is when I chose to change, right? So I first started with doing one thing different in the morning. So say if I wake up at 7 o'clock, then let me get up at 6:55. Let me just try that for a day. All right, I hit snooze. All right, back to, I'm not doing anything. But then I started to become making habits. So my biggest thing is this, is I wake up and I pray, send gratitude for my higher power. I call God, whatever. I will share my God with anybody who's listening who doesn't have one, but it's just a power greater than myself. And then I begin with a meditation, 5 minutes. And then I write my gratitude list and I speak my affirmations and I listen to my positive motivational speeches. Definitely my biggest influencers are Les Brown, TD Jakes, Jim Rohn, Grant Cardone, but you know, just to get me grounded for the day, because the first 15 to 30 minutes is the most important minutes of your life. When you choose to pick up that phone, it's game over. How you start your day is how you end your day.
I heard the meditation and also just sort of mindfulness in general is just really good. And yeah, like you said, those first waking moments, it's a new day. Got to start off on a good foot, right?
Yeah, you know, and that's what they say. Like, even just making your bed in the morning. So no matter what happens, you know, like it's just a corny statement, but it makes sense. Is that at least no matter what happens, you can go to bed and it's made bed because you did that. So
yeah.
It's how you set yourself up to succeed in life. That, you know, that's the difference between success and failure is what are you going to do about it? Are you going to actually do the work? Are you going to take the time to love you? Because you know what? We're always so worried about making money. And I got caught up in that in my first year. And I realized the biggest investment is investing in yourself because you're the most prized possession that there is. You know, when you die. And that's it. So like, why don't you love yourself all the way?
Yeah, you only get one shot at life, right?
You only get one.
So... I mean, for the listeners who might be sort of feeling, especially in these times of the pandemic and, you know, people having trouble in the job market and so on, how do we, you know, try to sort of keep going and sort of keep your focus on the goal, which is, you know, maybe that ideal role or that sort of career move that you'd always wanted to? Is there any sort of way we can sort of keep on, even though we might be getting rejections, we might be getting turned down, nobody's answering the phone? You know, how do we sort of keep that drive in us?
Okay, so this is my favorite topic to ever talk about. This is literally what my podcast is all about. And it's the most important concept because this, what you just asked me, will make or break you if you truly allow it. I went through the biggest trials and tribulations of my life and I did not like loss, a lot of loss in my life where I thought I was going to die, but I knew that the one thing that was in common was that I just saw my goal and my purpose was for the people, because I knew that if I picked up that mic, no matter how hard life was, I was getting knocked down. Like truly one day I'm going to speak about what happened to me. But what I could say is that when you focus on what you truly want, you have to just no matter what, okay, I'm sick. No matter what, I'm still going to make that call. No matter what, you have that no matter what, that 10X mentality. You know, but whoever said it was easy, that's the thing is we allow naysayers, we allow people around us to determine our destiny. Like I always use this analogy is a lot of people in this world, they give their keys to their mommy, their daddy, their boyfriend, their girlfriend, their wife, and they're just standing there stranded. They're driving their car. So in order for you to control your life is for you to first grab that key and say, you know, I own my life. I own it and I'm going to take the risk because at the end of the day, people are lazy. Yeah. If you want it, you'll get it. And if you truly want to figure out how to make it work, I always use my biggest thing is it's a puzzle piece to success.
Yeah.
You have to grab it. Right now, this is like, you're giving me a puzzle of yours. I'm getting a piece of my puzzle to make a bigger picture. But that takes years and time of constant going at it. You're not going to get it overnight because these quick, rich schemes you keep seeing everywhere, which they're trying to program our mind like that, you got to be one step ahead of that. What do you want out of life? What is my purpose? What am I here for? And that's something, that's an inward job. Not to give up on you, though. It's all about you.
I always try to explain to people that the only person who's in charge of your career is you. And, you know, it's not your boss and it's not the people you're waiting on. It's you who's got to go out and do it, right? And just coming back to the sort of our audience of those new entrants, and especially the people who might be leaving university in the next sort of 6 months,
Congrats. Get out of there.
I guess leaving university campus could be a sort of daunting experience. You're gonna lose all that support, right? But at the same time, it could be the most sort of dynamic period of your life where it's sort of greenfield, the world's your oyster. Is that what you've got to really grasp, Leah?
Oh my God, you're giving me chills. Yeah, because it's so true. When I left college, I was, you know, I was the person up there. And don't forget, I was drinking a lot up there. I was getting my grades, but at the end, I was still podcasting, figuring myself out. But what I could say is that this is so powerful, because people think that education is over. They have to pay for their education. I want to learn business. I'm going to go and take a business class. No, why don't you study the most successful business person? That's the mentality is thank goodness I have my college degree. I don't even use my college degree. I'm in debt. It really only taught me how to speak up for myself, you know? What I could say is the world is yours. And it's actually the time where you could morph what you want out of your life. It's the best time of your life. It's scary at first, you know, if you're getting home and your parents are probably going to start asking you for your money. You know, things are a little weird. It's adjusting. But right when you get through that, you know, that phase of realizing, okay, I'm comfortable here, I'm at my parents' house, whatever it is, action. Utilize that. Bank on your parents as much as possible. Use their shelter, because at that time, build your business up. Build your business up, because listen, like, the best time is to do it now when you're that young, right out of college, because then you're networking around everybody and it's yours. The world is yours. How are you going to live? How are you living?
Yeah, that's really good advice. I also like to talk about a bit of a retrospective and a bit of looking back. So I always ask my guests, if you could talk to your sort of 16-year-old self now, what would you tell yourself, Leanne?
That's a really great question. Because I always think about, I think about when I talk to myself when I'm at my worst bottom, like when I'm at rock bottom. So I never really would have thought 16. You know what? I could say that work hard, lean on others, and dream big dreams. Because at the end of the day, I'm the one that's in control of it. And, you know, I look back on it because I played college softball. I had that. And I realized who I am today at 23 is a mirror of the things that I've done on a softball field with teamwork, you know, leaning on others during that, like, you know, trials and tribulations of failing and that, you know, striking out over and over again. That really tested my like willingness to keep going. So I have to thank God for that, number one. But I have to say, like, I say to myself that I'm proud of myself of who I am today. And I'm sober. I live sober today too.
Yeah, that's great. And I guess for, you know, for the people who are just sort of starting their sort of careers, what is a measure of success? It's not surely just about the money, is it, Leanne? What drives success for people?
Are you happy? Are you happy? Not because your mom said go do the flagging job because it's $30 an hour. Are you happy? Do you wake up with joy? Or is the dollar sign actually getting in the way of you waking up? Do you feel sick? What is your body telling you? And that's when I could say is that's when you got to be a job hopper. When you get out of school, you're going to job hop. Don't think because you got out of school, you have to settle and be in corporate America. That's a no-no. Listen to your intuition and listen to yourself, because you know when something's not for you and you get out of there as fast as possible. Don't procrastinate. Listen to your gut, because that will change your trajectory of your life and the next greatest leap.
Yeah. And also linked into that, is it okay for people to sort of not know exactly what they want to do in the industry? Is that okay?
That's the best gift of life, is that you're always changing. You're not supposed to figure it out. If you were like, okay, I want to be a dentist right now, and you do all that, okay, you know, but is that really what you want to do? So I rather not know what I'm doing and figure it out, because that's the biggest growth milestone moments. Because I have to become the person to get to the place where I'm deserving and where I'm supposed to be. Like, God's not going to just bless me with, you know, my dream on a silver platter and say, here it is, here's your happiness, here's your wealth, here's it all. You have to become the person. So listen to yourself. And that's when you'll know when to stay or to move.
I'd like to point the listeners to Be Your Full Mind, Leanne?
Okay, so you can listen, Be You Full Mind, like Be You Full Mind. And you can listen to that on all your favorite music platforms, on Apple, Spotify, Google. And if you're looking to tap into your truest, highest expression of yourself, you could book a free 1 hour free deep dive session with me. And it's literally free. Just book a time. It's all in your hands. You could find that link too in my podcast if you go across that. But at the end of the day, the key's in your hand. And we're both here to just provide you with some resources to get going.
That's great. So yeah, that's beyourfullmind.com if you want to go to Leanne's website. And just finally, I'd just like to say thank you. I feel like I'm inspired myself, Leanne.
That's amazing.
It's been great having you on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Honestly, it's an honor to have, you know, from the UK, from the US. And listen, I'm always here. So thank you for having me.
All right. Take care, Leanne.
Thanks for tuning in to Broadcast Media, The Inside Track. Subscribe for more real-life insights into the industry. And for more information, head to ancast.co.uk.